Welcome to The Authentic Life with KL, the podcast where we throw out the rule book, where we dive in head first to the real and raw, unapologetic journey of living the best life. That includes lots of music. This is your go-to space for empowerment, for deep healing and owning your authenticity like the boss that you are. We're here to break down walls and slay self-doubt. Vibe to the soundtrack of your soul. With every beat and lyric, we'll move through stories that heal and empower. You can live your fullest and most badass life. Welcome to The Authentic Life with KL.
My name is Kitty, and I'm with Katie Rain, known as the Pop Queen of Austin. How are you today?
I'm doing good. I've been better. This election has been wild and crazy. I've cried a lot.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I'm alive.
Yeah, it's been, I'm 48, so I've been around for a little bit, but I think this has been the most divided I've ever seen the entire country on so many different topics. And the first time I can say for so many of the topics that has affected me on a personal level as well. So it is very,
yeah,
a big deal.
Yeah, it's a big deal. But as I've told many of my friends, all we can do is keep on living and keep on fighting and love each other and make art.
Oh, gosh. Oh. Absolutely. Absolutely. Make art and stand together instead of doing the division thing. Just find a way for that. So I love to start the show by asking a question of what is something kind of quirky? And I know you're quirky, that I was like, I love you. But what is something people may not know about you that might help them know you a little better?
I don't know. I was racking my brain about this question because you sent me this, like, I like to start off, and I'm so, like, outspoken with all of my opinions and stuff, but what a lot of people don't know is, like, me behind the scenes. So I guess, like, something that people wouldn't know about me that I've never really talked about is that I really love, like, my routine.
Yeah.
I wake up at like 5:30 or 6, like, every day. I have oatmeal and an energy drink every morning. I do a little workout. I get my day started. I'll do my little affirmations. Mm-hmm. Listen to some affirmations and then get ready for the day. I even do it on the weekends because my cat
routine
wakes me up at like 6 a.m. too. So I'm a big routine girly.
I like that. I like routine. I try so much to break out of it sometimes because I really find comfort in my routines, you know?
Yes.
Well, so do you have a musical inspiration for your music? When going through your music, I was like, it's a lot of different types of music. And so is there a specific inspiration you might have musically?
Yeah. So that's kind of the thing that I love about music the most is that you can draw inspiration from anywhere at any time. Like, in 2024, with the power of the internet, you have the ability to listen to music from what's coming out literally today to what came out, you know, 500 years ago. And music spans across language, it spans across culture, it spans across everything. And so I draw inspiration from every genre of music and every era of music, from classical to EDM. But really the one, like, string that strings along almost all of my songs is that they're personal stories. There are a couple of songs that are kind of out of pocket that are, like, you know, not necessarily about my life, or like it was a collective song that I wrote with my co-writers that wasn't specifically about my life. But the majority of my work come from personal stories of mine, my struggles, my relationships, my weird opinions. So that's kind of the string.
Yeah, I love it. Because I was like, wait, sounds like Katy Perry. Wait, Wait, no, this sounds like wait, punk? Is it punk? What is it? It's all over. And I really love it. And I did share with some of my group, and they were like, oh my gosh, I like this kind of music, you know. And it's not just the music, it's also like all the verbiage that comes along with it, because I think people can so much relate when you write about personal journeys.
Yeah.
And have you always wanted to be a musician, or was there a pivot point for you to where you're like, nope, that's what I'm doing. This is what we're going for.
Oh man, I've loved music since I was a kid. I was obsessed with singing. I was in choir. I was always dancing around the house, putting on performances for my parents with my like neighbor friends that I would force into doing the performances with me. But really, 10 years ago, I got out of an abusive relationship, and I realized I was following other people's dreams and I wasn't following my own dreams. And I just dug really deep and was like, what do I want to do with my life? What was I here? What am I here for? And the immediate answer was music. And so 10 years ago now, I got sober and I started just cranking out songs. And I haven't looked back since.
So that kind of leads really great into the next question, because I was going to ask, what kind of an impact has music had on your life through some of, say, the shittier times in life? How did you lean on that, and did it impact your mental health with you being able to write music about your story?
Oh, yeah. I don't know where I would be without music. I probably would have given up by now, or I would have, I don't know, like gone back to school or something. I don't know. I would have lost my mind.
A little less you. You'd be a little
I
less
would
you
be
without it.
way less me. I would have lost myself if I didn't have music. Music is my therapy. Music is my safe place. Music is a place where I can, one place where I can express myself freely without fear of judgment. Music, I write songs in my sleep sometimes. I'll wake up and I'll have a song just bubbling out of my subconscious. And music is more than just me. It makes me believe in a higher power, in like the powers of the universe. It makes me believe that there's meaning to life. Period. Music is everything to me.
It connects us so much, because and I've talked about this in other podcasts, but it's like it's this language that either you speak it or you don't, you know, and most people
Yeah.
do. And it's like you can hear songs and you can connect by, oh, you know, Katie's been through that, so maybe I should keep going, or oh, I heard that, I think I recognize that, and you start connecting with things. I think that knowing that other people face the same battles, because that's something that we don't talk about as much, it's kind of shamed,
Yeah.
you know. And when you can see other people know and they have the same experiences, I think it opens up for this like safe conversation in this space for mental health and all the struggles that everybody has.
Absolutely, yeah. I've gotten messages from people on my SoundCloud, on my Instagram, on my socials of people being like, "Hey, I listened to your song 50 times because I'm going through a breakup right now and it's helping me get through." Or I, it's crazy how much music connects us and makes us realize that we're not alone. It's a beautiful medium. And I think one of the only art forms like that where, music can bring you to tears. Like, you don't walk through a museum just sobbing, right? Like, art is gorgeous. It's rare that I've looked at a painting and it's brought me to tears, but music,
Oh,
Yeah,
yeah.
I'll hear a song that affects me and I'll be crying for
Yeah.
days listening to it on repeat, you know? So music
Yeah.
has this special quality about it that can inspire people to cry or to laugh or to dance or to, you know, push themselves to exercise,
Yeah.
to be a better person, to, or even the biggest compliment that I've gotten is, you know, women especially will come up to me after shows and they'll be like, I was afraid to tell my story, and now I want to make music. I want to write a book. I want to tell my story and express myself, and I'm not afraid anymore because you went on stage and
That's beautiful.
you told your story. And I'm like, hell yeah.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
You
That's
know?
offering. I think people start to heal when they have a safe space to tell their story. And we all know it's not very safe most of the time to tell your story.
Yeah.
So when you feel heard, suddenly you feel like, oh, I can do this too.
Yeah. So
Yeah, that's beautiful.
empowering other people, especially other women, is
Yes.
an incredible gift to give to the world, even if it's just one person at a time. You know,
Yeah.
I'm not a huge artist. I don't have billions of streams, but like just changing one person's perspective, if
Yeah.
they come and see me at a show, it makes it all worth it.
Yeah, I had one of my friends say the other day, he said, "It's just a song." And I was like, "It's just a song. Like, you don't get it's not just a song. Like, there are songs that have hands down changed my life, and it's not just a song for some people, you know, and it's like you have to acknowledge, like, you went through, Katie has gone through all these experiences and she's writing about this music." And that had you not, some of these other people would never ever have that connection, you know, with anybody else because you stood strong to be able to tell your story and now they can too. So for some, it's just a song, but it's not just a song.
Yeah, it's not. It's
Yeah.
not.
Yeah. Do you have a specific song or a few songs that you're more connected to that mean more to you than others? I know that's a hard question.
My most recent song that I released, which was already of November of last year, which is crazy, is called Panic Attack. And it's a song that kind of also came just as a flow of consciousness. I just started writing it. I had actually arrived to the session on the brink of a panic attack because I was late, 2 minutes late to the session. They were like, it starts at 7. I got there at like 7:02. And then just this line popped in my head, if I'm 2 minutes late, then I have a panic
Yeah.
attack. And then the whole song just came barreling out. And it's a really powerful piece for me because I, you know, have talked on my social media about my struggles with mental health. I've talked, you know, in podcasts, but I had never written a song that
Right.
had encapsulated that and put music to it. And so that song I'm really proud of and connected to because it, you know, it really hurts sometimes being in your own head.
Yeah.
And I wanted people to know that they weren't alone.
Yeah. That was one of the songs I put down to ask you about. I was like, this sounds like a personal confession of I have panic attacks is what
Yeah.
the song sounds like. And I relate because I have high anxiety myself. And so that song is very much, it was like, this sounds very much like exactly 100% what
Yeah.
it feels like sometimes.
Yeah, I wanted to capture the feeling of that in the music, in the background, in, you know, I really wanted it to be very emotive and kind of dark, but also have that like lift. It was really fun to make with the producer, Mike Grubbs. He just kind of was like, let's go with your vision and make this. So yeah, that one's really awesome. And then also my song Love Me Loud, which is on my debut album. That song is really special to me because it is probably the song that sounds closest to what it sounded like in my head when I wrote it, versus what the final product was. And I wrote that song with my boyfriend at the time who helped me write it. And it was a song about him, loving me for who I am, which I had, had trouble experiencing before because everybody, masks parts of themselves or might feel like they have to hide parts of themselves in order to be more lovable, right? You don't express yourself fully, or you don't, express some opinion, or you don't dress the way that you would really like to, or you just have to tamp yourself down a little bit, be a little smaller so that you can be more digestible. And you think that that's what you're supposed to do in order for people to love you and accept you. And over my life, I've realized that I've done that a lot. And that relationship that I had with Chris, my co-writer on that song, it was the opposite of that. I was able to be my silly, goofy, crazy, wild, silly self, and he loved me for it. And it was a revelation. And I had to write a song about it. It just came out, and I heard it in my head. And when we went to the producers, the final product that came out was just like what I heard in my head. So that song I'm also really proud of. And it's also a really great message to be yourself, because the right people will love you.
It's true. It's true. And I do a lot of teaching and things like that, especially with women on empowerment and things like that. And one of the things we talk about a lot is we feel like we need to stay in a box to be worthy to receive love.
Yep.
And we're like, I'm going to do this. Wait a second. Wait a second. No, I don't want to make anybody upset, due to our trauma and all those things. And it's like someone who truly loves you wants to kick you out of the box, and they want to watch you expand, even if they're not going to be there when you grow and expand and climb out of those boxes. And too many times we're so scared we're going to lose something to be who we really are meant to be deep down. And then I think as you go through the healing journey, you're like, I wonder if they even really loved me because I wasn't even showing them the real me. And so you
Yeah.
have to kind of go in and question those things because we hide so well when there's always someone out there to love us for who we really are.
Yes, it's true. And yeah, not accepting anything less is a huge lesson. Like to be your true full self and to have your partner be their full true self and be your silly goofy selves together. It's something beautiful that it's amazing to experience. I hope everybody gets to experience that someday because it's,
Hope so too. That's the
yeah.
whole cultivating joy. I often use say, I'm 5 years old, is what I'll say sometimes because I'm like, you have to cultivate joy. You have to find joy. Like it's not just thrown at you. And if you don't know what you really like or who you are authentically, then you wouldn't know joy if it was dropped right in your face. So you have to really start, opening up on that.
Yep.
The next song, so the song that I listened to very first was the song Dead to Me. Do you mind talking to me about that song? Because I will have to say I can kind of connect to it. So I just wanted
Yeah.
to ask a little bit about it, if you mind sharing a little bit of the story behind it.
Yeah. So, it was Mother's Day of 2021, and I decided I wasn't going to talk to my mom anymore because of various reasons. My mom and I have a younger sister. It's just us two siblings, and we have a very complex and complicated relationship with our mom. Sometimes I won't talk to my mom, but my sister will be talking to my mom. Sometimes we both decide we don't want to talk to mom anymore.
Totally
And
understand.
this was one of those times where both of us were like, we're done, we're done.
Yeah.
And I had a songwriting session that day scheduled with my band. And I went into it and I was like, I'm not going to write a song about my mom. I'm not going to let this affect me. I'm going to write a love song. I'm going to write literally anything
Right.
else except for a song about my mom,
And here we go.
because like I
Yeah.
can't give her that attention. I can't give her that.
Yeah.
But of course, my bassist just starts playing this angry punk riff, and I was like,
Yeah.
oh, I'm gonna write a song about
Yeah.
hating my mom. So, yeah, it was just one of those things. I wrote it in one session with my band, and it just all kind of came out. It was all of the feelings that I had felt. I love my mother.
Yeah.
But all of the things that are in that song are things that have literally been said between us, or things that she has said to me, or it's so hard dealing with kind of the boomer generation being a mother and with their inherited trauma
Yeah.
from their parents. And that directly affecting you. Like, I understand that my mom is now, sorry for a lot of the things that she did. I know that she genuinely believes that she did her best in raising me. But do I think that? I
Right.
think she could have done a lot
Right,
better.
right, right.
I
No.
think there were a lot of lines that were crossed. And as I get older, I just look back on it and I'm like, damn, that was kind of messed up what happened. And
Right.
so, I've had a lot of conversations with close friends about, family trauma and all of that. And I realized that a lot of other people had gone through it.
Yeah.
And at first, I just kind of wrote the song and like didn't think I wanted to release it. But then my band was like, no, you have to release it. Like, other people experience this, other
True.
people deal with this. It's a huge, like, even if it's not your mom, it might be your dad or another
Exactly.
family member. And there's so many love songs that have been written, right? There's so many breakup songs, but how many songs are there about, going no contact with your mom?
It's
And
true. I used to always say I wanted to do like a real greeting card company that's like Crappy Mother's Day, or something like that. Like, I always
oh my
wanted to say that
God.
because I love my mom too, but I had to really start looking at her as a person, not as what I deem a mom to be, on my expectations for me to be able to really move through it. So I was really anxious to ask you about the song because I definitely have felt that before with my siblings and through my mom. And I've recognized as I get older, when I draw boundaries, that is like fire.
The worst.
It's
It's the worst.
It's like I am the most horrible person.
Yeah, it's so crazy. Yeah, to have
Yeah.
a song that other people can relate to, unfortunately,
Yeah.
like part of my what I feel like is like my duty as an artist and as a storyteller of my life and my art is to tell the truth and to be radical about telling my truth. And not all songs are gonna
Not
be
all pretty.
sunshine and rainbows, you know?
Life
Like,
isn't.
yeah, life isn't
Life
all
is not.
sunshine and rainbows. It's not. And so writing songs about difficult subjects is, you know, challenging, but again, you know, it's part of therapy for me. And like, I know my mom hates the fact that the song is out, not that, because it paints her in a bad light. And
Did you struggle with that? Was that one of the reasons for not wanting to put the song out? Because that would be one of mine initially, would be like, well,
yeah.
I don't really want to hurt her, but I really am like, these are things I really feel, but
Yeah, I mean,
no.
we ended up going to family therapy, which was a whole other story, but like I told her, I was like, I wrote this in the moment of my real feelings. It is a piece of art, and I am going to release it because other people can relate to it because other people have gone through similar situations to me. I want them to know that they are not alone. I want them to know, and I want this art to serve as it, like, you know, Taylor Swift, right? She writes songs about her life. They're a little more obtuse, I guess, but there are so many theories about who her songs are about, what happened, the history, the lore of Taylor Swift as told in her songs. And like, I love that. I love having my songs be personal and not just be like some trite, like, we're going to party. It's a happy day. Like,
That's
I'm
a great song, but like sometimes you need like, oh yeah, me too, me too. Like a me too
not.
movement is like me too. I sometimes hate my mom.
Yeah. So
No.
she's pissed about it. She, but I was like, what am I gonna do? Not put it out because my mom is telling me what to do still. I'm 34.
I
I'm not
hear
gonna
that.
let my mom tell me what to do. If I
And to
wanna
be
put it
like,
out, I'm
Mom,
gonna put it
I'm
out.
letting it out and releasing it, so I'm not holding it in. It's like at this point, I'm releasing it. Yeah, I found that song that I was wondering about that because I was like, ooh, I feel that. I do.
I have more songs that I have to write about that probably, but we'll see.
What's your favorite fun song? I know you have some that aren't necessarily maybe personal ones. What's your favorite like party fun song?
Ooh, Rad Moves for
Rad
sure.
Moves. Yep.
Rad Moves is great. It got Song of the Summer in 2018 on NPR, which was absolutely crazy. It is just a feel good bop.
Yeah.
Also, my song Take Me with Donatachi is really fun.
I
It's my.
think I listened to that earlier and I was like, this one's going
Yeah,
on. Yes.
it's so fun.
Yeah.
It's so feel good. It's so just sparkly and bubbly and
Yeah.
cute. That was
It's
a really
fun.
fun song. Yeah, that was a really fun song to make. And a just every time I perform it, everybody's like, "What?"
Yeah, how fun. Okay, talk to me about your rainbow bangs. Because I saw
Oh
that
my
and I've seen
God.
it several times. Tell me all about your rainbow bangs. Tell me kind of what they represent for you. Tell me where they can get them. Tell me all the goods.
Yes. So I'm not wearing them right now. I have some in my other room, but it's okay. It's okay. Okay. So what you're gonna do? You're gonna go to my shows, or you can find them on Etsy, etsy.com/Katie Rain. I'm Katie Rain on everything. So just look for Katie Rain on Etsy, and I sell rainbow bangs. So, I've been growing my hair out. A couple of years ago, I had a completely shaved head and I was, you know, just dyeing my hair a different color every week, which was really fun, but it was doing a lot of damage to my hair. So I decided to grow my hair out and I've been doing that. And I also have been trying to like Music doesn't pay the bills at this point. If I could have a
Understood.
green, if I could have a green shaved head and have a job where I could make a lot of money, that would be great, but that's not the reality that we live in. So
Right.
my hair is brown and normal, but I wanted to get some color in my hair so that I could, spice things up, have a little
Yeah.
zazz, like feel a little bit more myself because I had had dyed hair for so long. And I looked up rainbow bangs on Etsy. There was a couple people selling them, but they were like $90. And I was like, that is crazy.
I've never
And
seen them. I've seen like the clip-ins, for regular hair, but that's such a great idea.
yeah. And
Yeah.
so I was like, I'm not paying $90 for these. I'm going to make my own. And I just loved them so much. And they were really fun to make. So I was like, why don't I just make these for like other people to wear too and have it be at a more accessible price point so that other people can wear them too. So yeah, they're all
So
made of
fun.
human hair, and I dye them all myself. I can do any color, but my favorite is a rainbow, obviously. I have rainbow, pastel rainbow. I've done some pride flag ones, which are really fun. I've done some custom wigs that I've dyed
Fun.
too, like whole wigs. So I don't know. I've always loved doing hair and dyeing hair. And always loved color, and so it just all kind of came together. I also sell them at Coco Coquette, which is a local wig shop in Austin,
That's fun.
Texas, too. So
Yeah, that's a
if you
great idea for Pride. I'm the like a Pride vendor, whatever, connector, whatever. So that's a great idea for Pride. No, I love that.
it's so
Fun.
fun.
Yeah, no,
So
it's fun. It's fun because you can remove it and do it, but it's still like, yeah, it's not something I've seen before. So I love it so much.
oh, well, thank you.
Talk to me about stuff that's coming up for you. Like what is coming up for Miss Katie?
Oh, well, I might have a show in December. I am working on a few new songs. I'm going into a songwriting session this weekend, which should be fun. And really just gearing up for new releases early next year, probably, because fun thing, I got laid off from my job and I've been going through the motions with trying to get more funding for making music and for, life in general. So it's always frustrating when I'm like, if I was a millionaire, I could release a new song every week
Right.
and not be doing this struggle bus thing.
Yeah.
But the
It's hard.
reality,
It's hard for those of us that are trying to actually live our dream. It's like very few of us are living it up like everyone thinks. It's like, no, it's struggle bus for sure.
yeah, struggle busing it.
Yeah.
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 The reality is not as glamorous as it
Right.
seems, but I'm writing music, I'm working on music. I'll hopefully have some shows. Usually I or at least the last 2 years, I've played the Phoenix's New Year's show at Peace Park, which is really fun. So
Oh.
I'll be celebrating 10 years of sobriety and
Yay.
DJing and performing, so that's really exciting.
Congratulations on that, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just chugging along, really. I would love to release a whole new album, but the whole thing is securing funding. So
Yeah.
I'm just, squirreling away my acorns and writing good music and trying to find homes for it. I have a couple of acoustic songs that I want to release because I don't have a whole lot of those, and those are really fun. I've been practicing my guitar,
Fun.
and playing my own songs, which is really fun and an extra level of, challenge. So yeah.
So fun.
What else? I don't know. I wanna.
Just living life and wanting to do it and just kind of waiting for the opportunity.
Yes,
Yeah.
exactly. It's where it's luck is where preparation meets opportunity. So now I'm in the preparation stage
Yeah.
and the opportunities will arise.
Yeah,
So.
I always think that when everything is still, you're still growing, you're just getting ready for what's coming next, for what's coming next.
Yes. Yes.
I like to end the show with the question of if someone came to you that was struggling and they were just in a really dark place with depression or whatever they might be struggling with, what are some words of advice or words of wisdom you might give them?
Just keep going.
Yeah.
It's gonna get better. I know it
Yeah.
doesn't seem like it now, but it will. And you just gotta give it time and you gotta give it all that you've got and keep fighting. I mean, that's the message basically that I gave to all my friends on election night
Yeah.
and what I can give to everybody right now. Anybody, like I've been in really low places and I thought that it wouldn't get better and it did. And it took a lot of waiting and a lot of patience, but also a lot of, my family and my community coming together and helping me. And it's not bad to ask for help. The worst thing that you can
Hard.
do is not ask for help
Yeah.
and think that you're alone.
Yep.
Nobody is a completely alone in this world. Everybody has somebody, and you've got to find that reason to keep going, whether or not it's your pets,
Yeah.
your family, your silly little hobbies that you have. For me, the highlight of my day is waking up, drinking my little energy drink, having my little oatmeal, doing my little workout, and getting my silly little outfit on and getting ready for the day and not knowing what to expect, but just knowing like I am here. And whatever the day brings, I can handle it.
Did you say that you do mantras?
Yeah, my
Do you
affirmation.
have some favorite ones? Because we talk and teach about them all the time. Because I definitely live by those too. I just wondered if you had one that was maybe your favorite.
Oh man. I listen to a lot of like abundance and confidence. Meditation. So, like, I am strong. I am worthy. I am capable. I am talented. I am confident. I am inspired. I also pray to my ancestors often. I have a couple of altars in my
I knew
house.
you were my girl. I knew it. I knew
I pray for like the ancestors of all of
Yeah.
humanity, just not
Yeah.
just like my family lineage, because the origins of humanity go back millions of years, and you just like it blows your mind when you think of the power of that. So when I pray to my ancestors, I say, I call upon the ancestors, the universe, the angels, the gods, the goddesses, all that is, all that ever was, all that ever will be. I ask you to bless us with happiness, health, wealth, abundance, good fortune, love, new opportunities, whatever else I can come
Yeah.
up with.
Yeah, no, that's great. That's great. We do in the community that I teach, there's a small group that we have called Blend Your Spirit. And I call it Blend Your Spirit because it's just a cluster of all different beliefs. But in the end, it's all about energy and all those different things. And so I sell crystals and tea and all those things and try and teach people like it's all beautiful post-it notes right around you to remind you of the badass that you are, period. How you use it is up to you, but a crystal rose quartz could mean universal love, but if you don't believe in it, then let it Then let it just be a reminder for you to love yourself. It doesn't have to be spooky. It doesn't have to be anything other than what it is. And I think that all these tools that we have, just across the board, that we don't use them because everybody's too scared to like step into that and step into their own power.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
mean, crystals are great. It
Yeah.
energy, it's the energy of the
Energy.
earth, you know?
Yeah.
It's all energy. We're
Yeah.
all energy. The entire
Exactly.
universe is energy. The fact that we exist at all shouldn't
Exactly.
even be possible, but
Right.
it is. And we're
Right.
here. It's a miracle.
Yeah.
And celebrating that miracle every day by being your truest self, by
Showing
following
up.
your dreams,
Yeah.
by pushing yourself forward, by just being here and being present and taking it all in, even
Yeah.
if day by day you might not be at 100%, but you stayed.
Yeah. Come
And
take up
that's,
space. Come take
yep.
up space. That way others can see it's okay.
Yep.
Come and
It's
show up.
true.
Well, it was so good to meet you. And I'm on TikTok a lot because that's where I teach. If you ever want to jump on a Wednesday night or Monday, if you're home, I do a lot of mental health is what we talk about. So this month we're talking all about gratefulness. And I think we're going to start talking about why we self-sabotage and how we can prevent doing that from being grateful. But last month
Yes.
was grief. So we do a lot of mental health type topics. And so I love to have people in and chit chat about it. So you're more than welcome if you ever are open. We call it work at Wednesday, not work it, but shadow work. Yeah.
Love
Yeah.
to be a part of it.
Yeah. No, it was just so great to meet you. And if there's anything we can do to support you, please let us know. We have, a community, a growing community, and we would love to support you on everything.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of The Authentic Life with KL, where we explore the powerful intersection of healing and music. If you enjoyed today's episode, please give a follow and share with your friends. You can find more information about The Authentic Life with KL and Kitty Lynn at kittylynn.com, KittyLynne.com. Thanks so much for listening.